very great. Exceedingly great. Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. If any man lack wisdom, that does not mean he's not wise, but he doesn't know which way to go in this circumstance. Let him ask. He doesn't connote he's a dummy, but right now he doesn't know what to do about this particular given situation. Let him ask. Is there any particular thing you don't just know what right thing to do to have it under control? Just in a moment, lift up your two hands and ask God for light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods on the way out, the way forward, the way upward. Somebody's asking right now. You got into a point where you don't just know what else to do. The thing looks stocked. Now, Jesus, show me the way to go. Show me the way to go. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, the door shall be opened. Please ask. Ask sincerely. Ask genuinely. Ask Jesus. This ought to be like this, but now that it's like this, show me the way to go. Show me the way out of this thing. Show me the way forward in this area. Show me the way upward in this area of my life. Somebody's praying, lift up your two hands if you can, and ask God sincerely, ask God genuinely. One wrong step can wreck a whole destiny. Ask God the right way to go. Ask God for the way forward. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Please make this a sincere thing that becomes a companion in your journey. No one ever outgrows divine direction. No one will ever outgrow divine direction. The labor of the foolish wearies every one of them because he knows not how. So when you're walking and walking, it's not working. Find out how. How do I go about it? How do I go about it? You're walking morning, walking night, walking evening, but it's not showing. Ask God how. What do I lack yet? Ask him, be sincere about it. When COVID-19 thing came and then moving around and gathering people was difficult or was not allowed, I asked the Lord, were people on the streets seeking for who will reach out to them? What do I do? And he just showed me one simple light. We had 61,000 that year in our outreach. In the course of the COVID, whatever. Following the same pattern, we had 148,000 last year. Awesome God. He always knows the way to go. His ways are higher than our ways. God can never be stranded. So you cannot be stranded. God can never be stranded. Ask for his wisdom on the way forward. He said, I will lavish it on you without calling you a fool. I know you treasure my ways, so I will show it to you. Let's treasure his ways. It's not just about walking. It's about walking aright. Walking with proofs that the walk is working. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Were you blessed with that teaching? Please get seated. How many were blessed with that teaching? Endowed wisdom. Acquired wisdom. Wisdom by counsel. Whichever, let it come. Whichever way, let it come. For the few minutes we have, physical development structure, the need for a physical development structure, because most ministries here are not only church ministries, they're also church planting ministries. There must be policy guidelines that will make for a healthy church system. There must be established policy guidelines. And we have to sit down to formulate it. Luke 14:28. Who among you will want to be the tower without first sitting down? How do we achieve this without cracks in the wall? How do we achieve this without cracks in the wall? I asked them to cut out what we have here as a policy, physical development policy. Amen. People have to sit down to craft it. What structure do we put in place to monitor a healthy physical development program that will be hitch-free, will be healthy? The church will be in charge, not individuals. My God. It's a sit-down tight and learning and programming that does it. The churches before the charismatic movement made a good deal of this. Their properties are solid. They are owned by the church. And now that we are in the days of a number of people in ministry, many are not called to be there, but they need to be somewhere. So they came as helpers. Amen. Where the eyes of many are is not on the world. It's on themselves. There must be policy guidelines that checkmate any misdeeds that may arise in the process. Again, Luke 14:28. Which of you desires to build a tower that will not first sit down and calculate, the word can't calculate, how to ensure safe building programs? The time to sit down is our problem, but we still need it. Praise God.
Amen.
They can't see your house on fire, you say you're coming. What do you mean when you come? So sit up first. Set to it. Don't rush. And you have God given opportunity to learn from all available sources in developing sort. You see, I vow never to embark on anything in my life on common sense. Even marriage. I read 8 books. Marriage is not dancing and wearing dress. You must know what exactly it is. I read 8 books to know how to make marriage work. I pray when I wasn't satisfied, God, show me now. This is what they say. What are you saying? And he did. I learned how to run a crisis-free ministry through wide readings. We just must sit down to do it. And like we are told, wisdom is a raw material for all design of structures. How have they done it? How did they do it? How is it working? No ministry here will go through stress anymore. No ministry here will go through stress anymore. I have no time to go through this, but we have several committees, several boards at various levels that monitor these things. And we have contract award procedures and processes, land acquisition processes, documentation, and then what have you? So nothing is left to chance. 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 Now, this is customized. It's not copied. we looked at the situations, what to anticipate, and how to build structures against the unwanted, and structure for continuity in healthy development. Praise God. This is so important. Our generation have never seen what we are saying now, so we just need to wake up to it. We need to wake up to these things. We started in those days by renting primary schools and all that stuff to do ministry in this movement. But suddenly, God began to change the story of his church. And then churches began to get built. And now a network of churches are coming. We must have a structure in place. And I can tell you it's work. Come on now. It's what? It's work. No guesswork. Sit up. Set your eyes on it. And craft it. It's no guesswork. It's no guesswork. There are ministers today that don't even know where the papers of their landed properties are. Can't even tell where they are. Some have not even been done, so somebody can come to me and come and pull it down. Because there is no policy in place to know when a property qualifies for construction. You have to own the land first. Or you carry your building away from the land when there's contention. Own the land first. Keep renting what you are renting till when you settle the ownership of the land. So you don't pay 10 times for it. Wasting God's money. Praise the Lord. You don't pay 10 times for it, wasting God's money. We'll never embark on a building structure whose papers are not established. No. Somebody gave a property to church, he should transfer legally to the church. Otherwise, tomorrow, if he turns away from the Lord, he can demand the land and you can't carry the building away. So document it. There is no hurry. Anytime you finish, you finish. Meanwhile, we are not interested. Amen. Amen. Meanwhile, we are not interested. You can give to the Lord for the church to use it, but unless you give to the church without documentation, it's not real. When you finish your paper, attach the paper to it and say, this is transferred to the church. Then that becomes church property. That becomes what? Church. That becomes church property. Otherwise, if he has a problem with the bank, they come and buy the church away. Straight. Through wisdom is a house built, by understanding is established, and by knowledge are all thy chambers filled with all manner of precious and what is it? Precious and pleasant riches. Precious and pleasant riches. We bought this land without the church knowledge. Why? You can't tell which land regulators are there. Amen. You can't tell. So we got the paper before the church knew. He had the CEO for 530 acres of land. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody's not saved, just came to church, say they are buying land. He goes behind. Add money. Praise God. We will not be charged for wasting God's money. In the name of Jesus. We will not be charged for wasting God's money in the name of Jesus. So we need to get properly acquainted with process and procedures for embarking on physical development programs in our various ministries. Praise the Lord. You may choose to have model designs for various capacities of churches. If you are in the rural areas, 100 capacity, 200 capacity, 300 capacity. Simple to maintain. Amen. No roof gutters. Don't create problems. Praise God. They don't need the experts to come from anywhere in the world to do it. They just clean it up by themselves. Things can be simple and still elegant.
Now, please note that we have folks in our church and on our staff who have developed capacity in these areas. So they help to bring forth those things. We look at it to be sure it's in line with our overall policy, and then we can now translate it to the policy of that area of concern. There is no all-rounder anywhere. But guesswork is not safe. Guesswork is not safe. Guesswork is not safe. We shall not be victims of it. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Let's close with these few things in mind. We have four dimensions of faith that grows the church. We have that in the next few minutes. Four dimensions of faith that will keep the church growing. Number one, faith in God. Believe in the Lord your God. Faith in God. We all know no one can come into the kingdom except the Father draws him. Faith in the drawing hand of God. He's a God of increase. Paul plants Apollo waters. It's God that brings the increase. Faith in God. Is the God of great increase. Is the multiplier God. I will multiply, you shall not be few. Faith in God, the multiplier of the flock. Is the great multiplier of the church, and the disciples multiply greatly. Faith in God, the great multiplier of the church. Acts 6, 7. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. No church grows when God is out of the equation. No church grows when church is out of the equation. It's the core. Your father, my father, is the core of church growth endeavors. Number two, faith in Jesus, the master builder of the church. I will build my church. You know, Jesus said, believe in God, believe also in me. Faith in Christ, the master builder of the church. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. Ah. You must believe in two of us. You must believe in the two of us. Faith in Jesus. The master builder of the church. The only one who knows how to build the gates of hell notwithstanding. The only one who knows how to build. The one who paid the price for the church. He bought the church with his own blood, my friend. Faith in Jesus, the owner and master builder of his church. Consciously so, there is no guesswork. Consciously so. Number three, faith in the Holy Ghost, the Lord of the harvest. And we have too many proofs that he was Lord. He's Lord of the harvest tomorrow. As soon as he landed, he harvested 3,000 souls into the kingdom. Next, 5,000 souls, and next multitude of men and women, and next number seven multiply greatly, and next almost the whole city gathered together. That's his ministry. He's the Lord of the harvest. There's no argument. Until he came, there was no harvest. He's the Lord, he's the commandeer of the harvest. Faith in the Holy, conscious faith in the Holy Ghost. He does it in three main ways. Number one, he comes down with his wind, mighty rushing wind, heavenly tornado. He gathers you on without your consciousness. Everything on the way of a tornado is carried along. It's carried along. We were told that picture in that teaching of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 11 of Numbers, verse 31. There went forth a wind from the Lord and brought in coals from the sea. And he made them to fall down around the camp in innumerable dimensions. That's his ministry. And when this was noised about, compelling sound, they all came sweetly. No one fainted on the way. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 26. Go down to Isaiah 5. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and will hiss on them from the end of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed sweetly. Now verse 27. None shall be weary, nor stumble among them. None shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. You just jump out. We were in one hotel in Europe, and then there was this fire alarm. My wife said, "What's going on?" I said, "They don't ask. You just go out." In 1 minute, everybody was down. And they were only testing it. Everybody was down. My wife maybe had not heard fire alarm before. He said, "What's happening?" I said, "They don't ask, just move. When you hear such alarm, you move." That's the kind of alarm of the Holy Ghost. When he releases that alarm, just move. Your shoe, everything. And then number three, he gives pricking utterances. Now I'm talking about the Holy Ghost now. He gives pricking utterances. They were pricked in their heart. Men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? They called themselves to the altar. Amen. Excuse me, what shall we do? They have not said, "Come out to." What shall we do? Now, number three, is it? Okay. Number four, okay. Faith in the Reaper Angels. Come and say, "Faith in the Reaper Angels." Say with me, "Faith in the Reaper Angels." It's only what you believe that answers to you. Amen. Faith in the Reaper Angels. Amen. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 39. The enemy that sowed this tears is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. They are vital to the end time harvest. It was angelic intervention that brought the whole house of Cornelius to Christ. Appeared to him an angel of God. Sent for Peter. Angels can't preach, but they can direct you to where to get it. One day we asked people in church, "How many of you came here uninvited?" Huge number. Idea come, just start going. You're going. Somebody said, he was driving from his house. He said, "Just follow that. Those buses going. Follow them wherever they are going." I mean, faith in the Reaper Angels. Are they not ministering spirits? Sent to minister for us, who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. Jesus said, I mean, just to let you know that angels have their role. The anointing has its role. The word has its role. "Don't you think I can now pray my Father and he will send me more than 12 legions of angels?" Jesus has a place for the ministry of angels in his ministry. So the anointing can't replace their work. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 53. Don't you think I can now pray my Father and give me more than 12 legions of angels? So they are willing to be engaged whenever they are needed. And among their functions is the reaper, of the reaping of the harvest. Revelation chapter 14, verse 14, is it? Revelation 14. 14 and 16. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud sat one like unto the Son of Man, having his head a golden crown, and his hand a sharp sickle. Now verse 16. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in the sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And the earth was reaped. Angels have a vital role in the end time harvest. Angels have what? A vital role in the end time harvest. Angels have their vital role in the end time harvest. Is that three or four? Praise God, that's enough, so stand up. Amen. Find out the remaining. Amen. Shall we stand, please? Amen. Come on, give the Lord praise, everybody. We shall be visited raw.
Amen.
Every church shall experience an explosion.
Amen.
Every church shall experience an explosion.
Amen.
Now, any church not growing is sure to die a natural death. Wait a minute. If all you are recording in a nation is death and no new births, it's on the way to extinction. It's on the way to extinction. It's a matter of time. My grandmother belonged to a group in the Anglican Church. You know, they have dealt several groups. And they don't admit new people to their groups. So they die one by one. And then the group died. That's real self-extinction. So when the church is not growing, it's dying gradually. It's dying. You are recording only death. You are not recording new birth. It's dying. Without fresh water, every sea will become dead. It's fresh water that enlivens it. So there must be fresh flow of people to keep the church alive. I pray you live here with fresh passion.
Amen.
Renewed zeal.
Amen.
For a new dawn.
Amen.
Lift up those two hands, everyone. And thank God for the light that He has shed on our path. Thank God for the light that He has shed on our path. And thank God for the light that He has shed on our path. Thank God for the light that He has shed on our path. Thank God for the light that He has shed on our path. And thank God for the light that He has shed on our path. Thank God for the light that He has shed on our path. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
The glory of this little house is greater than the former. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine to make it so. My friends, it's not in the pocket of any member of your church. The silver is mine,
yes,
and the gold is mine to make the glory of this little house greater than the former. It's not in anybody's hand. He has a running budget for all his projects on the earth. God, if you let anybody pocket your ministry, you have lost it. If you let anybody pocket your ministry, you have lost it. You let anybody pocket your ministry, you have lost it. You have two eyes, he said to me, can you make one to look up and one to look down? And I said, it didn't work.
See, anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. But if you fix your eyes on me, you'll never be ashamed. You'll never be ashamed. God is closer to you than anybody else. You can call on him anytime. Lord, you told me to get into this. This is what's needed now. Thank you for supplying it. Amen.
Thank you.
And you'll go your way. Just go your way. Just go your way. Don't let nobody pocket your ministry. They will soon pocket your message. And say, what you said today is not. It's not. I mean, we might not be able to support this ministry again. Amen. They will pocket your ministry. Pocket your itinerary. Amen. We have lived like that till date. We have not had one regret.
Yes.
Any announcement you hear is here. Everybody hears it. It's not that somebody now call you separately and be talking to you. Then you don't need private discussion on things that concern God. Who said, the evil is mine, the good is mine. Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm talking to you as one that is privileged to enjoy command of forex, locusts, anything. No guesswork. No guesswork. Now, in case you have been edging, you better go and lose yourself. He said, lose yourself from your chains, O daughter of Zion. Lose yourself from me. Break that communication.
Yes.
You have a pastor that members are calling. Come and see me at 5 a.m. He said, we're going for prayer. No, you need to see me at 5 a.m. Yeah, you need to see me. I'll be going to Dubai. And then I'll cross to China. So you see me first. You say, okay, sir. Oh my God. We give honor to whom honor is due. But my God. The ones who will make it this end time are those who know no man after the flesh.
Yes.
Who have God as their only source, their eternal source.
Yes.
Because what you need tomorrow, nobody has it in his pocket. Nobody has in his pocket. Can someone tell you now, come and bring the bill of 30,000 workers? No. No, he won't do it. And God won't let him do it because he will want to own it. God does not share his glory with anybody. Come on, I say God does not share his glory with anybody.
Hallelujah.
God does not share his glory with anybody. So when God tells me what to do, I don't look at what me is worth or what we are worth. I look at what God is worth.
Hallelujah.
That's what this dispatches to do his job. Again, lift up your two hands that God will help you to keep your eyes single on him. On him. There is no shame to them that love him. There is no shame to them that trust him. There is no shame to them that trust him. There is no shame to them that trust him. There is no shame to them that trust him. There is no shame to them that trust him. You are moving to the next level. The one you are looking at is where you are. Now, look to God. Look to God. The Most High God. The Most High God, who can take you to the highest place in life. Look to him. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, you are blessed.